Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
Yeah.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
95.9 The Fox. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com. Astronaut scraps space mission to go to wedding.
Okay.
Dumbass.
All that training.
Maybe it was a very important wedding.
It's his daughter's wedding.
Oh, see, that's so sweet.
It's just her first one. We're good.
No, this is not sweet. This is stupid.
Yes, it is.
He should give her away from the International Space Station.
Or just drop her from there. Something different.
You can beam yourself in on Zoom or whatever. You go through your entire life preparing for this.
This moment in life.
It's his daughter.
What about his goals? What about him?
This tells you everything you need to know about the daughter because she could push this off.
Right.
It's easier than ever.
Right.
She right could be now less, to push right. it off.
What's easier, to blow my trip to the space station or for you to change the date?
Right.
That's true.
Exactly. See, this just shows how selfish she is.
What the hell?
I think it was a very sweet gesture.
Right.
You have to have a special brain to get through just those physics and math equations and tests. And
he really is a rocket scientist.
Right.
Yeah. Rocketologist.
All of the training.
Yes.
Now you're scheduled to go to the International Space Station.
That's like the Mac Daddy of stuff.
It's the Mac Daddy of stuff.
Exactly. I'm no rocketologist. There you go.
Yeah. Can you imagine walking in the office and saying, boss, you know that trip I was supposed to take?
That whole thing with the space
station. I don't even go on vacation during a ratings book. Like, I don't. Yeah, my cousin got married in a ratings book, and it was one of these flyaways.
Yeah.
You know? Destination weddings.
Yeah. I was like, I can't go. My cousin, who's like a brother to me.
Yeah.
This guy, space station.
Right.
Yeah, you know that space station thing?
I'll go next year.
You've only been training for like a decade.
Right, the whole weightlessness.
So now they're going to put the second best guy on the trip.
Yeah.
Some guy. This was the guy that we said, nah, you're not quite ready. Okay, you could go.
Right, the guy that can't match his buttons on his shirt is going.
I call that guy, oh, I can't go. I got to watch the football this weekend.
Got that thing. Get that thing. I can take care of the thing.
Ugh.
Second best guy, second best results. What are you going to do?
Some Mac Daddy of answers right there.
She is in the running for an AJ t-shirt.
Yes, she is. She is. Look at you. Using both lips to talk.
And both sides of her brain.
Yes.
It's an accomplishment.
The yin and yang.
So, this astronaut.
Well, you got a space kid that across from you.
Hello. I'm a professional, damn it.
That she took up space.
She's a member of Space Force.
Right.
This is him talking about it?
That's him talking about it.
Okay.
I want to share with you a difficult and personal decision I've had to make. I have chosen to step aside as the commander of the crew flight test scheduled for next year. I'm deeply committed to human spaceflight. But next year is
not
very important for my family.
No,
I have made several commitments which I simply cannot risk missing. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just not going to space
Don't even make this video.
This guy's so
trying
sweet.
To say that this, you know, I'm really committed to. No, you're not.
Yeah, talk to the space glove.
I like him.
Look at you.
And thank you for your understanding, too.
Shut up.
Well, really?
Understanding.
Thanks for letting America down.
Right. You had a mission, sir. A mission.
Oh, my God. You know how many military people are listening right now? They missed their kids everything.
Everything.
To go serve in Afghanistan or Iraq.
Right.
Ah, what a loser. What a loser.
His little princess getting married. Oh.
Look, don't go to astronaut school if you're like, well, family's first to me.
If you're going
to
have kids, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, you could have blown up on the rocket, right? So they can't be that much first to you because you were going to risk your life to go to space. This isn't like I'm going to drive to the store. This is you're getting in a rocket.
Yep.
And you're blowing off into space. Then you're going to be on this space station.
For a couple months.
Relatively new.
Yeah.
You know, things
for the weekend.
Doors blow out.
Right.
Air lose conditioning oxygen. Doesn't work.
Yeah, lose oxygen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why can't space the ceremony just happen now? Like, just do it now.
Do it right now.
Do it now.
Right?
Yeah.
He's there.
Right there.
He can wear a space helmet,
and then
right?
you do your whole shebang later, and he could zoom in, and now it becomes a moment.
Right.
Here's what an idiot.
Here's daddy from the ISIS.
Loser. Yes. Guess what? We're happy you're not going. Go be with your family.
Right.
Ugh. Get this guy. As soon as he says this, you say, okay, good. Where's the box? Here's your stuff. Let's go.
Get out of here.
Good. Here's your box. Take care.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God. You know how much we've invested in this guy learning how to do this stuff? I'm not going to go with my family.
Right.
Yeah,
so you can have his...
You couldn't think this one out before?
Just so we have Chateaubriand.
And then nobody said, Dad, I'm thinking about getting married next year.
Get him on, Dad.
Right now.
Right.
This is when... By golly, she's getting married and I should stay.
Yes.
And thank you for your understanding, too.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. Are you Googling him right now?
Yes.
Get him on for an interview.
Of course she is.
I
want to hear this interview.
I like him.
He's got the time for an interview now.
Oh, my God.
She could have changed her wedding, but I like him.
When did he find out? So somebody knew, right? So it was either... My headphones just unplugged. I'm going crazy.
I noticed that, yes.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. When did he find...
somebody knew first.
Yeah.
So either he knew he was going, and she set the date, then he changed, or say he knew she was getting married, and then signed up for this, then changed his mind.
Or they found out...
They didn't simultaneously on the same day, like, I'm getting married on this day. Well, I'm going to the space station. What do I do now? Shucks. What a dilemma.
Or they found out when the test came back.
Can you believe? That would be like being an intern in this building your entire life. And then somebody says, guess what? You got the morning show. I'm working at Walmart in the morning, so I really can't do it. I can do an afternoon shift.
Which department?
You would take that person and you would strangle them until they're almost dead. Then you'd release and let them breathe again. But that is like insanity.
And then we strangle, right?
You know how many people are at NASA right now who their whole dream was to go up and they can't because they failed some test or another. And then now they're just working in the building because they want to be near this. They want to be a part of it.
One guy's working a sandwich
counter. This guy just crapped on it.
The coffee guy took
it and he just crapped on it.
The mailroom guy.
I'm just not going into space next year.
I'm just not going.
Don't!
Don't ever go!
What'd you find out on this guy?
Not as much as I would have liked.
Ugh.
You basically covered it. I wanted there to be like another reason. All I can find is...
Can you believe this guy?
His daughter's wedding is one of many. That's all I can find.
What do you mean?
It says, I'm a whisper.
It just says...
One of many daughters?
No. At least one of the commitments that he's staying on Earth for is his daughter's wedding. That's all I can find.
Did you hear what you just said? Staying on Earth.
Right. The other one is he's scared shirtless.
How many people get to say, you know what? I'm going to stay on Earth.
I try to.
I try to. Yeah, I'm not going to go up to the International Space Station.
There's only one of them, by the way.
Right.
It's the only one.
I hear it all the time. Earth to AJ.
How many people in the history of the planet has said, I'm going to stay on Earth?
Right.
And thank you for your understanding, too.
Ah, that makes it worse. The video makes it worse. You know what? You release a statement and shut up.
Right. Don't make it about you.
Ah, this is what I think of you.
That was my paper.
Do you need that?
Nah.
Jesus.
Ashley, find this person, get him on.
I have him.
You have to.
It's your duty.
Even better, find the daughter.
Oh, it's your duty.
You know, it's really not her fault unless she scheduled this after he was scheduled.
Right.
That's what I want to know. I want to know who knew first.
Right.
Christopher Ferguson.
And thank you for your understanding, too.
I like Christopher.
Of course you do.
I do.
You're that person.
She's that one.
What person?
Schedule that
you're
wedding.
You're that person.
You're that wedding
person. I think
person.
It's sweet.
You're that,
that
person. If your father was scheduled to go and do this like once in a, not even a lifetime. People don't get to do this in a lifetime.
A select few.
The billions of people who have been on the planet. Since the history of the planet,
has he gone 0.00001%?
You would not even see, like, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
You couldn't even put the number on the biggest board ever. Like, you would, you're that person who would look at him and say, "Dad, but I don't want you to miss my wedding."
Aneurysm in 3, 2, 1.
Maybe he's been up to space before. He's like, "Bah, seen it."
Yes, you know? That's right. How every astronaut feels. That's why John Glenn was flying up there at 80 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, I've seen it.
Is he on there? Is he listed? Has he had other space flight?
Not from the article that I found.
That means no.
I'm still doing research. Wow. It's a possibility.
What a...
I would say they probably mentioned, like, you know, space veteran.
What a dope.
Yep.
What a dope. You would think that they would have found that out in the psychological test or whatever. There has to be some part like, hey, how committed are you? Like on a 10 scale,
right.
Where would you rate, you know, commitment to the mission?
Right.
Oh, I see you wrote down 5.
Nah.
We're going to go with Jimmy.
He wrote 7.
So we're going to go with that.
He's a retired U.S. Navy captain and a NASA astronaut. He was the pilot of the space shuttle Atlantis on his first mission to space. So he's been there.
Okay. Well, have you done it so many times?
In 2006.
You're bored, don't sign up for a mission.
But was he on the International Space Station before?
I don't think so.
See?
I'm looking.
This is a new goal.
I'm reading.
It's like going camping.
Wow.
Space camping.
Unbelievable.
No cookout.
You know, I thank him for his service to the Navy.
Of course.
And but not to NASA. I mean, you just disrespected and really let them down.
You pee-peed on all of them.
Yeah.
And thank you for your understanding.
You're welcome.
Young Chaz went to Texas to serve the ambulance company and missed my wedding because he was committed to helping people, and he signed up for it. And then I can't believe the math that would go on in your head if you're that committed to going out, leaving Earth.
Yeah.
I'm leaving Earth. Oh, wait. I'm going... to a wedding. I'm going to a wedding.
It looks like he's been into space 3 different times.
Okay. Well, then then don't do it anymore.
Right.
If you're that bored with it.
I guess he's not.
Right. Don't do it.
I will say
food. Apparently he's not. There's no way they'll ever say, all right, well, you go on the next one. No, I think you do that once.
Yep.
Once.
Well, the food's better at the wedding, so. That's about it.
True.
That's about it.
And you get to dance.
And the kicker would be is if right before the wedding they have a big fight and the wedding's off.
Right.
That would suck.
Then you see bride launch into space.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Jimmy in Newington.
Chaz, sorry. I love you guys, but I got to nominate you for loser of the week. Mm. That was so rank for you to bust on him. There's no greater love than a father's love for his daughter and to miss her wedding. I understand it 100%. Maybe you're a little upset because your son didn't.
What am I getting? Psychoanalyzed now by a guy who, what do you do for a living?
Have you
achieved anything in life? Have you committed yourself? Have you had a team that's depended on you?
Yes, I was a rescue worker for L'Ambiance Plaza. I put my life on the line to get my brother Carpenter's home.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
9.5 days digging through rubble looking for dead bodies and alive bodies.
Yeah, I'm sorry I said that then.
I have.
It puts me in a bad spot, doesn't it?
No further questions, Your Honor. The defense rests.
So I think this year you should go in a booth and listen to all these things that piss you off and save AJ. Let AJ be on the outside. You need to go in the booth and pull me up.
Sorry, we had a bad connection. All right, Jimmy, I will take that nomination from you.
There you go, see? One of those
melodramatic fools.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by iQBAR. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.